And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 28th of October. October 28th is Wild Foods Day. Wild food is any edible plant that grows naturally without human intervention. In many cases, wild foods are more nutritious than their farmed counterparts. Wild plants often have higher concentrations of antioxidants and other health-promoting compounds, as these serve as natural defenses against pests and environmental stress. Wild plants grow in natural soil conditions, allowing them to absorb a wider variety of nutrients. They are not dependent on artificial fertilizers. Wild plants have not been selectively bred for traits like uniform size, shape, or color, which often leads to a loss of certain nutrients. Wild foods are free from pesticides, herbicides, and other chemicals used in conventional farming. Ewell Gibbons, a wild food enthusiast who became a minor media celebrity, is best known for his debut book, Stalking the Wild Asparagus. Wild Foods Day is a celebration of all things wild and delicious that the planet has to offer. There is a plethora of information out there on wild foods, the different types, safety guidelines, procurement methods, etc., are interesting to learn and might come in handy on your next hiking trip. It's the birthday of Joaquin Phoenix, born on this day in 1974. Joaquin Phoenix has been vocal in the vegan community for many years. The Academy Award-winning actor is almost as well known for his animal advocacy as he is for his movie career. He regularly uses his platform to stand up for non-human animals and takes part in a great deal of activism. He was just 3 years old when he became a vegan. While traveling, he and his siblings witnessed fish being killed in a violent and aggressive way. Recalling the incident in an interview, Phoenix said, "It was just absolutely obvious that that was something we didn't want to participate in and support. I don't want to cause pain to another living, empathetic creature. I don't want to take her babies away from her. I don't want to force him to be indoors and fattened up just to be slaughtered." He went on to describe killing animals for food as absurd and barbaric. In 2021, he appeared in a PETA campaign called We Are All Animals, which encouraged the public to live vegan and help end speciesism. He said, "When we look at the world through another animal's eyes, we see that inside we're all the same and that we all deserve to live free from suffering." Phoenix has regularly attended vigils outside slaughterhouses. In January 2023, he released a statement to mark the closing of a slaughterhouse in LA. "We will continue to advocate for the liberation of all animals who suffer in these oppressive systems. I am thankful to the people of LA Animal Save who have shown these animals the only kindness and respect they ever knew. You have taken the pain of bearing witness and turned it into effective, peaceful, diplomatic advocacy for animals." Phoenix won his first Academy Award in 2020, bringing home the Oscar for Best Actor in Joker. Phoenix dedicated his speech to the rights of animals. "We actors share the love of film, and this form of expression has given me the most extraordinary life. I don't know what I'd be without it. But I think the greatest gift that has given me and many of us in this room is the opportunity to use our voice for the voiceless." He then highlighted that social justice issues all fall under the same umbrella. He said that these occur when one group or species feels that they have the right to dominate, control, and use and exploit another with impunity. Phoenix went on to say, "We feel entitled to artificially inseminate a cow and steal her baby, even though her cries of anguish are unmistakable. Then we take her milk that's intended for her calf and we put it in our coffee and on our cereal." When asked about his history-making speech, he said, "Put very simply, we're just talking about injustice, so I felt like I just had to talk about it. At first, it was terrifying. I didn't know what the reaction would be, but I just thought I had to." The day after his speech, Phoenix rescued a cow and her calf from a slaughterhouse in California. He did so in partnership with Farm Sanctuary, where the two were adopted. Phoenix is the narrator of the 2005 documentary Earthlings, which has been credited with helping a large number of people make the move to veganism. The film explores the many ways humans exploit animals, with focus on the food, pet, clothing, science, and entertainment industries. He also served as an executive producer on the 2020 film Gunda. and End of Medicine, which explores the link between animal agriculture and health threats like pandemics and antibiotic resistance. Joaquin Phoenix, who said, "There's so much pain in the world that we are powerless over. But being party to animal suffering is not one of them. It's easy to escape personal responsibility by actively avoiding the truth, but I hope you will join me in rejecting animal cruelty, so much so that you'll explore the many benefits of being vegan." And here's a reading from the Gospel of Luke. "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free." Luke 4:18. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to use whatever platform you have to speak against injustice.